This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher. Mark Kossauer splits his career between two professional pursuits. 22 weeks out of the year, he's principal cellist with the Bamberg Symphony Orchestra in Germany. The rest of the time, he's an active touring soloist and recording artist. The two types of playing complement one another and allow Kossauer to explore a broader range of repertoire. On this recent release, he and his wife, pianist G1O, explore the complete cello music of one of the most important South American composers of the 20th century, Alberto Ginastera. Mark Kossauer is an award-winning 31-year-old cellist who is quickly emerging as one of the top cellists of his generation. Not bad for a boy whose studies began at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire with his father. As a cellist, Kossauer is gaining attention for his impeccable technique, his warm, rich tone, and his unusual choice of repertoire. Argentine composer Alberto Ginastera is an interesting case, Kossauer explains. He's famous and everybody knows his name, yet a lot of his music isn't heard very often. Kossauer and G1O remedy that on this recording by featuring all of Ginastera's original works for cello, as well as Kossauer's own arrangement of Ginastera's five Argentine folk songs for cello and piano. The five Argentine folk songs are a collection of five songs and dances derived from folk music and poetry and written originally for voice and piano. The first movement is set in triple meter with an infectious melody that deserves more than just 1 minute. The second movement is a song of unrequited love titled Triste. To portray the feelings of hopelessness, Ginastera creates wide open spaces with very sparse scoring. In his arrangement, Kossauer makes use of the cello's full register to express this tearful story. Kossauer's gentle phrasing in the third movement, Zamba, makes the melody of this scarf dance even lovelier. The final movement in this set of Argentine songs is a rowdy cat dance that originated from Spain. Ginastera's rich, sometimes dissonant harmonies jump off the page thanks to the playful interaction between the performers. Ginastera married his second wife, Argentine cellist Aurora Natola, in 1971. As might be expected, Natola was the catalyst for Ginastera's cello works, including his sonata, which appears on this recording. The Pompiano No. 2, which opens this new release, was also dedicated to her before they were married, and she was the first to perform it in 1950. Ginastera said each time he crossed the vast plain in south-central South America known as the Pampas, he felt a change of spirit. Ginastera captures those many moods in the Pompiano No. 2. The mysterious atmosphere of the middle section is abruptly interrupted with a startling finale depicting galloping gauchos on horseback. On this recording, Mark Kossauer plays a cello made in 1701 by David Teckler. Kossauer likes working with vintage instruments because they offer a broader palette of color and sound. He puts this instrument to the test on this complete collection of cello and piano music by Alberto Ginastera. The added sparkle is provided by Kossauer's musical partner and life partner, pianist G1O. Once you've absorbed this recording, which features music off the beaten path, you may also want to check out their new collection of Hungarian music for cello and piano, the second of two new releases from this dynamic duo. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.